Good morning, 7234, for eastbound, Killingsworth and Cully.
7234, we have you headed towards Clackamas Town Center. You had a request to talk, how can we help?
Well, just curious, I know at the beginning of COVID, when the bottle drops were open and no one else was taking bottles, our two bags had been lifted. I noticed some other bottle drops, you know, non-bottle drop bottle redemption spaces have opened back up, and I'm wondering, has our two bag per person limit been reinstated? Where do we stand with that, please?
I think that whole COVID-19 bottle policy has been rescinded, and we're just back to regular. So we are allowing bags on as long as they're not giving out a noxious odor or they're not creating a biohazard with, you know, liquid spilling out of them, and as long as they can keep the aisles clear. So as long as they're able to do all those things and also keep the bags under control, they are allowed on board. Are you having a problem with him right now?
Well, I mean, okay, so they don't seem to be nasty, but he's got three very large plastic bags. So he's basically taking up one whole side of my front end. He is keeping it out of the aisle. You know, I had to do pass up for like 10 people going the other direction, and I don't expect it to be that much better going this direction once they get on to 82nd. I assume he'll probably get off around Max or Gleason, you know, to get up to the top. That's my assumption. I just don't like somebody with three very large bags of cans taking up my priority area, and while it really doesn't matter that much, to boot, you know, he's a ferryvader, and it's just, I want to have some rules on my bus sometimes, and it seems like I have absolutely no hand in any of that, and so as a rule that I can enforce, I would really like to, as in, like, I thought we had a two bag per person of bottles limit.
Yeah, as far as I know, that was rescinded when they opened back up the general bottle policy. We had that in place when we only had one location to drop off bottles. I'll look into that. I know it can be frustrating sometimes. If you are having excessive pass-ups, you know, please do hit those pass-up buttons. We are monitoring those closely this morning. We know that we have a problem on the 72s early in the morning. If you leave people on the streets, you can also send a request to talk and let me know, and we can definitely get some resources out there so we're not passing up people, okay?
Right, okay. I just earlier, you know, like I said, I passed up 10, and they told me there was nobody out there to come and cover it, so I'm assuming it just kind of kept on flowing for my follower, and follower's follower were half an hour apart. So, okay, yeah, I mean, I push the button every time I pass someone up. I've got my, you know, sign changed when it's needed. I'm not there yet, but I am getting close, and I'll probably get filled up pretty soon. I will push the appropriate buttons. Thank you for your assistance. Have a great day.
Copy. Have a good day, too. I'll be clear at 7:13.